Shabbos Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis 2:2, a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah, which is discussing the various oils as a fuel source and wicks that you may not use for your Shabbos candles. The Mishnah says, Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov. You can't light shemen sreifa. That, as we explained in the previous Mishnah, is oil that's truma that needs to be burned because it became tamei. You can't light that and burn it on a yom tov. And in fact, the Bar Tanur understands that the point of this line of the Mishnah is to explain what we said in the previous Mishnah. The reason why you can't light with Shemen Sreifa for Shabbos is because it could be Yom Tov. Rabbi Yishmael Amer, Ein Madlikin Be'itron. You can't use Itron, says Rabbi Yishmael. Itron is a distillate that comes from the Zephis, from the pitch. So it's based on some sort of very flammable spirits, like, you know, camper fuel type stuff you'd find. And the problem is that although it as a spirit, it does carry through the wick very quick and easily, but it stinks. The actual translation is tar. So it stinks as it burns, as tar certainly does. And that being the case, you can't use it. B'pnei kavod ha-shabbos, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel holds that since people will basically be totally disgusted by the smell and leave the room, that won't be proper kavod shabbos. People will be sitting in the dark, etc., and therefore you can't use it. And the Chachamim matirin b'cholashmanim, the Chacham say, yes, you could. You could use any kind of fuel source. The exceptions will be what we saw in the previous Mishnah, but they do permit things such as b'shemen shumshemen, which is sesame seed oil, b'shemen agozim, that's walnut oil, b'shemen snonos, that is radish seed oil, b'shemen dugim, that's fish oil, b'shemen pekuos, it's some kind of gourd, like a pumpkin, but it's the seeds of that gourd that has the oil. B'itron, they say, yes, you could use itron. That's that tar that stinks when you burn it. Uva neft. Neft is also like, it's like kerosene. Also a distillate that could come either from Zephis or some petroleum-based. In any case, like kerosene, it burns fast and well. Again, it doesn't smell great. But the point is it burns violently. So the halacha, the Bar Tanura says, is that you can use, like the Chum say, any kind of fuel source, even itron. They just say no neft, like the kerosene, and no balsam oil, as shemen afarsamon, because those are very volatile, like our modern day gasoline type thing, and it could just start a fire. You know, the fumes could spread out, and then the whole place could burn down. The halacha, however, does not follow the Bar Tanura. That is to say that the most mefarshim of the Shulchan Aruch say, like Rabbi Yishmael, that itron is not allowed because it stinks. And that's the din. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Ei madlikin el b'shemen zayis b'lvad." He says the only oil you should be using is olive oil because that makes the best, most consistent, bright, strong light. And that's the ideal. And indeed, everyone agrees it is the ideal, but everyone disagrees that's your only option, because in many locales, olive oil simply was inaccessible. It just, there weren't olives growing there, or it's just too expensive, etc. And therefore, that's resoundingly rejected by the Amoraim, as halacha lemaisa in the Gemara.